Hi, it's Mangino. It's Pittsburgh Works, and with us in this segment is Goodwill. You've heard of Goodwill, the stores and all, but there's so much more to Goodwill than just that. With us right now to talk about it is David Tobacek. He is Vice President of Marketing and Development with Goodwill. Welcome, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Tell us about a little bit about the mission of Goodwill.
A lot of people do know about our Goodwill stores, and they're very, very popular, and a lot of people like to shop in our stores, but what folks don't always know about Goodwill is that the stores are really how we generate the revenue that we need to do all the employment programs that we have, job training and education to help people get jobs. And that's what Goodwill's mission is.
So a whole lot more than just the stores.
Surely.
Goodwill has an amazing history, too, going back decades and decades. Tell us about
that. Sure. Goodwill started over 100 years ago. The first Goodwill was in Boston, and there was a Methodist minister in Boston who had the idea of collecting clothing and household items from folks who were more fortunate in the area. And folks sold those donations, and that's how they earned their paycheck. And that's a model that Goodwill has used all across the country now. And our Goodwill in Pittsburgh, we started in 1919, and we've been doing it for coming up on 100 years. So it's a very successful model, and Goodwill's a very successful, well-known organization because of it.
And we all make the mistake thinking that Goodwill is the store, and the store is Goodwill. And it's all-inclusive, and it's not even close, is it?
Well, our stores, like I said, they generate a lot of revenue, and we like that the people know our stores because our stores help us in so many ways. Not only do they provide revenue to help us put on programs to help people get jobs, but they're also a place where we train folks. And, of course, they're a great way for folks to get a great bargain on items that they like to find in our stores.
What else does Goodwill do?
Well, we have a lot of different programs, and most notably are any of our job training programs where we help people with what we call employment barriers, helping them find jobs. And we also have a lot of education programs, helping people get their GED or job training education programs, all of those with the main goal of helping people find work.
Excellent. Now, for those that are unfamiliar with Goodwill stores, as you're helping people get the training to be able to go out into the workforce, what can they expect to find in these stores?
Well, our Goodwill stores, we now have 30 of them in southwestern Pennsylvania, north central West Virginia, which is our area. And what I think people wouldn't expect to find is a really nice store. People think of thrift stores as maybe a little older, a little dirty, a little dusty. But our stores are, we've really tried to make them very appealing for all customers with a lot of great selections at great prices so that, you know, that they'll be a place they want to shop.
Not only do you guys sell used things, but I've noticed that you've also sell sometimes new things, too.
Well, not too many. We'll sell mattresses and things like that. But for the most part, those donated goods, those are the ones that people like to find. They love to find treasures in Goodwill stores. And it may be new because no one's ever worn it before, or maybe new that's never been used before. We get a lot of items that are donated to us with the tag still on them, and that's what people
because
like
I've
to find.
I've heard so many anecdotal stories about how I got this at Goodwill, and the tags were on it, so I'm thinking, well, maybe it's because there were businesses that decided that they wanted to go ahead and give to Goodwill as well. But I guess it's also from people who like shopping so much, they buy the item, never end up wearing it. It's still brand new with the tags on it. And they say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give this away.
There's a lot of many great items. And that's why people enjoy our stores. They, as I said, treasure hunt is what they find a Goodwill store to be great for. So.
And do you find a lot of people like going on a regular basis just to see what's in that's new?
Oh, we have regular shoppers at all our stores. We have those that will hit several stores in one day. So it's a lot of people like to do as an activity on top of a great way to save money.
Yeah. And when it comes to the training that people are able to get at these stores, what kind of jobs are they then able to do because of all of this training?
We have training in many areas, and retail is one of them. We have a store, which is in our Lawrenceville store, where we have a group of folks that train right there to move on to jobs in retail and many other areas. We also have folks that help hang and sort and tag all the clothes that we put out as well.
Okay. Now, the signature event that you guys have, the Power of Works Awards, tell us about that.
The Power Work Awards is an event we've been doing since 1997. And it's an event where we recognize employers who are really doing some really excellent things to help people with different employment barriers be successful at their place of employment. So we've always looked at it this way. You know, at Goodwill, we train and we can give people an education, help them get a job, but we need employers who are willing to step up too and help people be successful in their workplace.
Do we have winners already for this year's awards?
We do. We have four great winners this year. The first is a place called Most Wanted Fine Art, and they're a nonprofit organization based in an art gallery in Garfield. People's Natural Gas, which many folks have heard of, and they're doing many, many great things to help people be successful in their workplace. Another place called the Trade Institute of Pittsburgh is one of our winners this year. And, of course, UPMC, everyone's heard of, but UPMC is a winner this year. They've been a multiple winner as they've been a great partner in helping people be successful in their workplace.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, when it comes to the issue of goodwill and how people participate and how people can help, is there a greater role that can be played, or is it just a willingness to make a donation to the nearest Goodwill store?
Well, there's a lot of ways to help Goodwill, and the one most folks know about is donating their clothes or donating their household items to Goodwill, and that's probably the most important. All year long, we always need very good donations, and one of the things we like to say to folks is when you're donating to Goodwill, donate what you would donate to a friend or a family member. Those are the kind of items we're always looking for. Those are the items that sell well in our stores. But we take more than just clothing and household items. We have a really great auto donation program as well that also generates revenue for our programming.
Okay.
At any of our stores, something people don't know about us is that you can donate your computer, any computer, whether it works or not, or any of your e-waste, and we take that as well, and we make sure that's passed along to recyclers and handled in an environmentally friendly way, and of course, that's all for free. And also, you know, we're always looking for donations of cash, too, because, you know, that helps us employ more folks.
Of course. I had no idea about the computers and the e-waste, where, you know, you think about some computers that people have, and they're just really like big doorstops. But you guys are willing to take them and help properly dispose of them. I'm guessing there is some residual value still in these through a recycling process.
And that's correct. And as I mentioned, all of the items that are donated, we try to do our best to generate revenue for our programming. And one of the things that the green movement has become so big in reuse and recycling, and we sort of look back at ourselves and said, you know, we've really been a pioneer in the green movement for over 100 years. Goodwills have been reusing and recycling materials. So we're an organization that does our very best in all the things that we get donated to us to reuse them and recycle them in some way. So it works well for us, and it helps Goodwill be a very successful organization.
What's it been like at the Goodwill for the past 4 years or so? I mean, we went through the real dark spot in the economy, and people, I would guess, really flocking to Goodwill for the items that were available. Have you noticed any kind of a trend as a result in the past 4 years? Are people still using Goodwill as much as they ever have?
Oh, certainly, and much more now than ever before. Even starting about 4 years ago, we've definitely seen many new faces in our stores. And because of that, we tried to respond by making sure that we had a lot of great items for people to buy at our stores. And because of that, people have been coming to our stores more now than ever.
David Tobachek is with us, Vice President Marketing and Development with Goodwill of Southwestern Pennsylvania. So the best way for people to get more information and to get involved is to do what?
Well, of course, we'd love for people to go to our website, and I'll even spell out the address for you. It's goodwillswpa.org. And we also have a great Facebook page, and they can like us on Facebook, and as well as we like to tweet, too, so they can follow us on Twitter as well, so they can all reach all those avenues.
I'm kind of curious, what do you guys tweet about?
Well, you know, I'm glad here to be talking today about our mission and the different services and our education programs and the different job training we have. We like to let people know about those. And during the month of October, we're actually having a costume contest. People are sending us items that they found at Goodwill that they're wearing for Halloween. So we're having a little contest on Facebook right now. People are liking the costumes they like the most, and they're on our Facebook page. It's been a lot of fun.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's been great.
What I would like to do is encourage everyone who's listening right now, if you've not been to a Goodwill store in a while, go and check it out for yourself, because many stores that you have, they've really been like a revamping, if you will. There's a more modern feel to going in and shopping there.
Very much so. And for example, we opened a store in Robinson Township just a little less than a year ago, and we're very proud to say that it was a very green store. It's environmentally friendly in the way it's operated, and it's even somewhat solar powered. There's solar power panels on the roof because, you know, we've talked about it. We're trying very hard to be a leader in the green movement, and so we try to operate as green as we can. And the stores are much nicer probably than folks would ever expect.
Once again, David Tobachek with us, Vice President of Marketing and Development with Goodwill of Southwestern PA. David, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Great having you on today on Pittsburgh Works.